Welcome back to the Nutra Medical Report. We have Josh Bernstein here. Welcome back, Josh.
Great to be with you. You know, look, the first thing I want to say is in 2015, when now President Trump was running for office in a town hall, he said about ISIS, if I become president, I'm going to, quote, bomb the S out of them. Well, guess what? He just did that in Afghanistan today. I'm reading about it right now as we're on the air.
He also not only did it in Afghanistan, he did it in Al Zour, which is also a ISIS facility in Syria. And so he's doing great. I mean, we need to know he's not going to put troops on the ground, but he's going to bomb them into the next dimension, and they're going to have an appointment. Actually, got a new title for the president. He's a secretary for Allah.
I love it.
He's arranging an appointment to meet Allah.
I'm writing down the secretary for Allah.
He's arranging an appointment to meet Allah.
Yeah.
Only when they get there, they're going to get in this large waiting room and say, well, where are the virgins?
Yeah, exactly.
And they ran out of boys with skin like pearls, too.
Oh, man. So basically, from what I've heard, that this left a 300-meter-wide area, exploded 6 feet above the ground, and they said that anyone at the blast site within, you know, even 300 or 400 feet would be completely vaporized. It was a 21,600-pound bomb.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it because I took care of the guys that managed them. These are carried in Hercules C-130s. They're eight tons. Mm-hmm. And basically the yield is the same as a small nuke, like one that took out Nagasaki or Hiroshima.
Yeah, exactly. Except it wasn't nuclear. That was about the only difference.
Not nuclear, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm pleased. I mean, to me, I think Trump has gotten over the crying spell of his daughter and the neocons, and Rachel Maddow has. By the way, if you have to look closely, she doesn't have normal teeth. She's got these pencil sharp teeth. So when she put her teeth into Donald Trump's neck, she left like marks. It looks like she's like part vampire. And he swatted her off now with his action in Syria last week, whether you like it or not. And the media, they're still struggling trying to figure out some kind of twisted, really dumb theory as to why he still buddies with Putin. You want to hope that he's actually got a back channel open to Putin now with Tillerson, who, by the way, was respected enough to make a deal with ExxonMobil in Russia. They did get a meeting with Russia, with Putin for 2 hours. And I guarantee a back channel is open if it's not the overt deconfliction phone line. And you won't see American aircraft go down. You won't see American troops on the ground. And I think that the half-life of Mr. McMaster and his backroom buddy Petraeus is very short. I think Mr. Grinning, bald-headed maniac nutjob is going to get fired. And I guarantee you that although Bannon is temporarily sort of out of the circle, especially according to the media, with that last media report, it's all a dance to put a false Cold War spin on this, which is good for us and for Russia, because they're trying to do an orange revolution on Russia. There's so many protests across Russia, and you guarantee it, they're trying to turf out Russia. Putin, and Putin, by the way, has 90% support of the people, more than any other modern politician except for Bashar al-Assad, who had 87%. And when he travels with a senior member of the Russian Orthodox Church. He's considered like a literally walking, living saint, like St. Peter, or Paul, I mean, St. Paul in Russia. So to think that this non-vodka-drinking guy is a monster, or that he's not operating reasonably, he's being so reasonable about asking for a UN thing and blocking the stupid action of the UN Security Council pushed by America, by the so-called false neocons, because I guarantee you this may allow him to shut up Jared Kushner from pushing, which I think it's all just a game in the media, or his daughter having fits and then him, and the media trying to push it to say, well, his daughter got him to do this attack. 18 of our allied fighters that allied with the United States died, by the way, with this attack. Children and women had died in the nearby villages because the Russians knocked the missiles off course. And I know the guidance systems of the Tomahawk missiles, because I took care of the people at Lucent Technology to do the targeting. They have military GPS coordinates down to 1.5 centimeters. You could almost do a haircut with one of these Tomahawk missiles at 1,000 miles. So the idea that somehow they were knocked off course of their inferior hardware is ridiculous. The Russians got them, and they're going to put an even better system. And behind the scenes, we in Russia have to get along. It's not just like, oh, The right. Russian, we got to get along with Russia. They know that.
I agree.
They want us to actually expand their business. In fact, if it was smart, European and American companies should be expanding the business so they're not just dependent on oil, because as we become the number one oil producer on Earth, not Russia, they need to expand their economy into other things so it's not so damned expensive. And the Russian girls don't have to sell themselves as brides to the West because their country is in a desperate financial state. You know, people need to look at this more realistically, don't they? That we're not heading toward World War III. This is all just a dance for the public media. It's what I call fake news. I call it double fake news. You know, it's like it's like false flag squared. How's that? So I don't buy it, and I'm not desperate. I'm not thinking, oh, there's going to be a nuclear bomb strike. People are freaking, or they want to abandon the Trump train. No, Trump is great. Trump is great. He just needs to show he's going to stay the course, get the deconfliction phone line up, and just continue to do what he's doing, bomb the crap out of these guys, and put an end to this guy, Kim Jong-un, which he's going to do. And this Saturday, this maniac wants to launch a missile toward America.
Yes. Yeah. Underground missile test, the sixth one. China has now said publicly, at least from what I've heard, that there will be grave dangers if they decide to do this, and if any radiation or anything else seeps into China, which again is very close to the border, that there will be extreme measures that will be brought upon the North Korean regime. Now, what that means, I don't know. It's possible that America might be able to sit back and just watch Xi Jinping take him out. Who knows?
No. I'm much more interventionary. Okay, they shouldn't be trying to do a regime change of Assad. Here's what they should do. The Chinese have to do three things. Cut off the fuel for military supplies so they can't launch any more rockets. That's easy. Number two, freeze all our bank accounts so we can't buy luxury cars, which he's into, or fancy furs, or take vacations and do other crap. So that's number two. Number three, they need to be aware that the Americans are going to use missiles and bombs and whatever and take out all these missile sites and all their facilities. And if that's not sufficient, they need to get the Chinese ready to accept not only people running across their border, but the reunification of North and South Korea, because we need to send in Delta Force and kill Kim Jong and all his senior generals, kill the buggers. They need to be killed like we call exterminator time. Mm-hmm. They don't need to negotiate anymore. This is, instead of Assad, Kim Jong-un needs to bite it, okay? And I'm a Christian. I'm a Joshua Christian. When you're dealing with the Jebusites, the Hivites, and the whateverites, it's time for the ites, which is the Unites, to bite it, okay? He needs to die.
Well, I agree. I think that, you know, that regime has been around for, 70-plus years, first with Kim Il-sung, then with Kim Jong-un, and now Kim Jong-il, and now with Kim Jong-un. It is a horrible, horrible country that, you know, although they're trying to have a face to the international community that they've come more to be, you know, in modernity, they really haven't. I mean, there's roller coasters, and there's a ski resort, and there's some shops and things like that. But ultimately, if you look outside the rest of the country, the other 60-65%, they're living in absolute poverty, abject poverty, to the point where there's cannibalism. They're
eating their dead relatives.
And this guy is sick and twisted. I mean, look, when Kim Jong-il was in power, he had a thing where if you crossed his administration, his regime, whatever, you were executed or you were killed. This psycho has a four-generation rule where if you do something wrong, it could be as stupid as, you know, stealing a candy bar, whatever. They not only kill you, they kill four generations of your family. This guy is an absolute maniac animal. He needs to be put down like an animal immediately. I agree.
But here's what I'm going to tell you they can do from space. You may or may not know this, but we have plasma laser weapons in space that can target a building and turn to a vapor cloud in a second without firing a missile. We have a thing called Rods from God, which is a meter-long depleted uranium rod that's accelerated almost 30,000 miles per hour toward the ground. When it hits, it's a nuclear explosion. We have EMP weapons that can actually scan an area like the old CRT television tube with a gamma beam from space and nuclear reactors. And it can scan a large city. I was told this by a four-star general on July 10th, 1994. It can scan an entire city like Beijing and kill everyone in it with a wilting of flour or peeling the paint from the walls, and everybody in it instantly dies inside that zone, down to a tolerance of a meter. So if Kim Jong, what we need to do is we need to kill the bugger, and we need to make sure that if we're going to have deals with China, there's no more tariffs or no more industrial espionage or no more insistence for the past 4 years that any American or European company has to hand over trade secrets to the communist state where they repatent things and then run with it. They did that with Orlikon, with the high-speed rail. They took technology from Quebec, Canada, and from Europe, and then they repatented. They basically are stealing $300 billion of industrial espionage just from America and $30 billion from Canada every year. It's not acceptable. China needs to be leashed. And they also need to know that we're going to arm to the teeth with missile defense systems South Korea, Taiwan, and Japan.
Yes.
And if they squeak sideways, we want to vaporize every one of their cities in 12 minutes. And they need to know that we're not going to take it. And if these South China Seas get armed with not only missile systems, we're going to blow them all up. They need to know that. You're not going to go and put a choke on the most busy naval area in the world with containers coming, bringing things for Walmart and Tesco and so on to North America. Ain't acceptable. And they're also buying up land and getting access to this new, next year, the new Panama Canal opens up and it's tied directly to the globalist Trans-Texas corridor going from Via Cardenas. They have this giant new super container version of the Panama Canal coming across, and they want total control of trade of the world. Everywhere in the world, they're buying up all the mineral resources. They have 1.5 million troops in Africa alone just protecting resources that the Chinese have bought. They have 500,000 warehouses storing stuff they haven't even built into things yet, just to store material for building everything for every country on Earth in China. These people are nuts, and the communists that run it, 80% of the new billionaires in the last 25 years, with the globalist help, are communist PLA members. And they're the same people, by the way, have moved to Vancouver, Canada. They're all triad, communist, maniac, mafia, Chinese mafia. And they're the same people, by the way, our largest number of people coming to this country are not, you know, decent people from Central and South America or Mexico, which, by the way, are less likely to be criminals than even Americans. It's people from China and the Middle East and Saudi Arabia that are coming here to even have their children here with this so-called law. And the vast majority of the new emigres to America are Asian, or Middle Eastern. You need to know that. They're not Mexican. They're not Central or South American. They're coming in here, and they're rich as hell, and they're criminals, a lot of them.
Right, and they're buying up all of our industries and businesses. I mean, look at, you know, Lionsgate Entertainment, and you've got the movie theater chain. Not Harkins, the other one. I can't think of the name of it right now. There's a major chain of movie theaters that were bought by the Chinese. They're looking at Odeon Entertainment. They're looking at a bunch of these different ones. And it's one billionaire, actually, a former member of the Communist Party in China, as a matter of fact, that he is going out and buying up Hollywood. And, you know, if you saw what happened at the Academy Awards where they made the big mistake about, you know, who won the best picture and everything. I didn't see it or watch it. I just heard about it.
Right.
But, you know, they're complaining. Hollywood is complaining about Trump and how they don't like him. They think he's, you know, a dictator and everything else. I got a better idea. Why don't we move Hollywood, turn it into Chollywood, send it to China, and all the actors and actresses can work under the communist regime. That would be better for America, too. Well, everybody wins.
People are worried about being Sharia compliant. How about Chinese communist compliant? Once they make all the popcorn and have all the theaters, do you think the movies that are more and more than being made in Asia to be Asia compliant or communist compliant? And in their own country, for every job they have 9 qualified people in China that are educated and not stupid, but they've even invented with our Western companies measures to make sure they can't even hack outside or get access to the internet outside of China. And our Western companies actually work with them, including out of Silicon Valley, to make sure they hand over the technology to make sure that people can't even get access to information outside of China. So they're making this bubble. It's not just North Korea. China is a communist bubble, too. But it's pretty hard to stop it because a lot of the students, if you go to universities like the
AMC, AMC was the
AMC theaters. If you go to the University of Spoiled Children, USC, which is in Los Angeles, a large chunk of the students there are Asian, Chinese, because they work like a maniac, okay, and they're smart. And the vast majority of these students, a lot of them are, in a sense, going to be part of the industrial espionage, but a lot of them want to just move to America and become Americans.
Yeah, but, exactly.
You know, but the problem is, you see, the communist government is freaked because they're all really old. They're in the 70s or 80s. They want to maintain control over these young people. The young people want to be Western. It's the same thing when we took out Mossadegh exactly. and put in the Shah of Iran and later put in Ayatollah Khomeini, and now we got Rouhani. These guys were put in there by the CIA. We turned it into an extreme religious state, Iran, because the CIA wanted that, believe it or not. So you got to know that 30, 40 years ago, a major tourist destination for Europeans was Iran and their ski resorts and everything else. And they had good jewelry shops and eateries and so on. And they turned it into a mess because it was the globalists wanted it that way. And you got to understand that this policy is being run because all of our intel agencies and all our policies are run primarily not by the state of Israel. People always blame Israel. It's globalism. And they put Israel as a shield up in front of your face. Because most Israeli citizens are freaked out by what's going on, including the Mossad. It's only a few maniacs like Baby Netanyahu want to collaborate with globalism because he's a CFR member. He's not doing this for the sake of Israel. He's putting
There's a lot of CFR members now in the Trump administration. I mean, look, you've got the Kushners. They're definitely globalists. There's no question about it. Gary Cohn, head of Goldman Sachs, Gary Cohn. So there's a lot of influence. I mean, look, I don't like the fact
that the Jesuits. There's this 34 of his main cabinet and affiliate people are through Jesuit universities that have literally the Pope on speed dial.
Well, not only that, I mean, I look at the fact that what's going on with the fact that we had a Steve Bannon, a nationalist, a populist, that was really taking the direction of the White House and moving it the way that we want it to go. Now, all of a sudden, blood is thicker than water and the family comes into play. I mean, yeah, he did a good job.
I hope it's a scam because if Steve Bannon is gone, Donald Trump's base is gone. I want this, by the way, to get back to Donald Trump. If you fire or truncate Steve Bannon, you're finished, buddy. You might be hang on for a few years until your first term is over, but you're done. If your base is gone, you got Democrats chomping at your knees, and you got Republicans that are like Ryan, who's a rhino, who's trying to screw you in every possible corner.
Yeah, he just delayed the vote on the border funding.
Yeah, I look at this guy, and I look at his eyes, and I'm thinking, you son of a bitch, you need to go to jail for the way you're behaving. They need to remove that bastard because he screwed up the health bill because he wouldn't negotiate with the more conservative elements that knew that this was BS and wasn't going to reduce premium costs. If you reduce one thing out of 12, do you think it's going to reduce premium costs? Of course not.
Ryan is horrible. I would rather have John Boehner.
Oh, yeah, are you kidding? Ryan. Of course, way better.
I hate to say that.
Ryan is a monster, and his wife, by the way, Jana, and her father, these other people, these people are directly CFR. You have to understand, he's a rhino, Republican in name only.
Yeah. You know what? This week's show, I'm going to do a little story, a little background on Ryan and his family, because I know that is correct, and I don't think a lot of people know about it, so I want to really put it out there so that people understand you know, who this guy is and what he's all about.
Right. In fact, I have coming up next week back on Gary Richard Arnold. We did an expose on that a week and a half ago. About Jana and her family and just how deep state they are. I mean, this guy is bad. In fact, we knew that that Ryan was pulling back until the last week or so before the election as a never-Trumper. And you have to understand who he really is. This guy is not even a conservative element within the Republican Party. He's trying to throw roadblocks, even telling him you have to do health care first before you do taxes. If he was smart, he would have done infrastructure first and had the Democrats on side. Then he would have been some kind of taxes.
I don't think so. I think the best thing what Trump could have done with his negotiating skills is he could say, fine, you want the infrastructure for, you know, for your constituents and for your states. You build my border wall.
Oh, no, I agree with you. My border wall first. We talked about that off air. I agree with you that he needed to do a kind of a linkage with a border wall because
with China right now. I mean, he's not gonna call China a money manipulator, and now he's saying that he's going to give them favorable trade deals if they'd stop North Korea. I don't really like that because
I don't believe it either, to be honest with you. I think this is a carrot. I don't believe this is the way it's going to really go. Okay, Donald Trump's saying this, but there's no way we're going to let them put giant tariffs on our products coming into their country and get away with it.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know
So, Josh, have you got your ticket clicker?
My what?
Your ticket clicker. You and I are basically ticket masters on the Trump train today, aren't we?
Oh,
we're telling people, get back on the train, man. Here,
look,
click
I've been
ticket.
On it from the beginning because the thing is that, look, God forbid it was Hillary Clinton, none of these things would be happening, number one. You have to understand that these problems were festering for 8 years because of the inaction and the leading behind mentality of Barack Obama around the entire globe went to hell because of him and his policies. And now President Trump, unfortunately, is getting blamed for it, but he's cleaning up the mess. He has enough guts and fortitude to go out there and clean up Barack Obama's mess, and you can even say George W. Bush's mess and many others.
That's 16 years. Yeah, George, he took a half-hearted approach. But Barack Obama deconstructed the military. It's just disgusting what he did.
It totally is. I agree with you 100%. We need to rebuild our military and get things strong. But as I was saying when we were off the break, I believe that what President Trump is doing now and has continued to do, especially with this display of force in Afghanistan, is to let these terrorists know that America's not fooling around anymore. We don't buy your ideology. We don't buy your hatefulness and how you want the entire world to be just like you. You're not diverse. You're not into freedom. And we're going to stop that. We're not going to allow that to gallivant across the globe. And I believe that this is a message to China and Russia and many other countries, Iran included, North Korea, that America is back in the leadership role and we are going to lead from the front and not from behind.
Right. Now, I'll give you an example. I know a lot of people, including Jim Fetzer, said, look, that Iran has never sponsored terrorism. But you don't write on the side of a missile in Ivrit Hebrew to Des to Israel, which can be hit between 9 and 12 minutes from a missile silo site in western Iran. You don't, okay? So you might be playing around with missiles. If you're messing with nuclear materials, and or you can obtain them from some other country like North Korea, this is not good. And the fact is, I don't want to see Israel backed into a corner where they have to use what's called the Samson option. Because we have to understand, despite whether or not they've been messing with our intel agencies and manipulating us and so on, Israel's still our ally. We just need to put them in the proper position so they're not in the driver's seat anymore. We also have to make sure that we don't think that it's a good idea to regime change with Bashar al-Assad, an eye doctor, with a British wife. How nuts is this to constantly paint this guy as a monster when there's no evidence to indicate that that's the case? None. It's ridiculous. And we need to realize if we replace him, even if he was a small monster, we're going to get a lot worse. We'll have ISIS and Al-Qaeda and these other maniacs 10 miles from the Israeli border sitting in Damascus ready to try to do something really horrible to Israel.
No, I definitely would disagree with that. I think Assad is an absolute monster. I think he's killed hundreds of thousands of people. He's in a war.
He's in a war, but not even that.
I mean, just the way he runs the country, he's an absolute tyrant. Look, he reminds me of Ted Bundy. He reminds me of Ted Bundy, well-dressed, well-mannered.
Give me a specific about the international agencies reviewed the use of chemical weapons. There's not one shred of evidence he ever used sarin on anybody, his own people or even the enemy. He's in a war. He's in a war with ISIS, which we created in the British intel for the past 20 years have been created. ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the ISIL, all these people, and they're attacking his nation. And they're trying to do, and the reason why they're attacking is they want to put a pipeline across is the Qataris. I even see the pipeline maps. I've discussed it, put up the maps. We did our video. If you were an eye doctor recruited there because your older brother's a drug addict and an alcoholic and the father dies, and you have to come back there and try to maintain as a secular leader and protect the Jews, which he does, and the Christians, and the Alawites, which are a mixture between Greek Orthodox or Syrian Orthodox and Muslim, and everybody, including the Sunnis, sit at the same table. It's the only secular country, literally, in the Mideast. So if they think replacing Bashar al-Assad is going to solve things, are they crazy? This will be a much worse than if they get rid of Muammar Gaddafi or even Saddam Hussein. Sitting right on the Israeli border, 10 miles from the northern Israeli border, I guarantee you that this narrative that he's a monster isn't supported. He's in a war. He's going to kill people because they're trying to kill him and his army. So, yeah, there's people die because it's a war. And we supported them. We actually supported, we even evacuated 2 weeks ago two ISIS leaders.
Yeah, but Saddam Hussein, let me finish.
We had two ISIS leaders that were evacuated 2 weeks ago to the chagrin of our own military. I know I have military contacts. And to the chagrin of not only Bashar al-Assad, who says America is an invader, and the basis of the fact that we're evacuating ISIS leaders because they're ours, you know, like Toys R Us. How about terrorists or us? And McCain, we call, is well known in Washington, D.C., that they call ISIS McCain's army.
I agree with that part because I've seen the pictures of him with al-Baghdadi.
Oh, yeah, smile.
And there's no question about it that the CIA and Amman Jordan started and created ISIS. I agree with you 100%. But yeah. Assad is a Ba'athist. And the same thing that was Saddam Hussein. He was part of the Ba'athist party.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk.
That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have...
You gotta let me go. Are we human? My sign is vital. My hands are cold, and I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human, or are we dancers?
Welcome back, and I got a call from Wes in Idaho. He says he wants to know why you think North Korean men are gutless and won't be a take back. I don't think they're gutless. In fact, I think the most gutsy fighters on earth are my friends. My great uncle fought in Korea, and he got special awards fighting in Korea. And the toughest fighters in the world are Koreans. These are not gutless people, but they're deluded, especially North Korea, because they're in a bubble. And right. Unfortunately, that's a real sad thing, because a lot of these people have relatives that are one or two generations out that have relatives in South Korea, which is a wonder nation. South Korea, my son's best friend is Korean. They don't even call it South Korea. They just call it Korea. And these people are intelligent, smart, great Christians, positive people. Man, they are amazing. And no, they're not gutless. No. They're not gutless, but they're going to die if they try to oppose Donald Trump. Donald Trump's going to take them out. In fact, they just evacuated 600,000 from Pyongyang, knowing that Donald Trump's not going to mess around anymore. They did that today.
Right.
Okay, so, Wes, you're not listening, obviously. No, they're not gutless. These people are tough, okay? But tough doesn't save you when the nuke drops on you or advanced munitions or our U.S. highly trained military chomps on you. It doesn't matter how tough you are. We have the most trained and equipped and backed up military on the planet. And you try to engage us, you're going to die, no matter how tough you are.
Hello?
Yeah. Is this Wes?
Yeah. Am I going to be able to speak for myself?
Nope, that's enough from you, Wes, and we'll continue on the show. Okay, now, Josh, let's continue.
Well, I think
I know what Wes wants to do. He wants to take over the show. I've already answered his question, and when people get off topic, they're not going to take over the show. It's not like any other broadcast, including Road Warrior Before My Show or any other show on radio or TV. I don't suffer fools, okay? Let's continue.
Well, I think that, with what we're seeing right now, and now we know that, I hate to say it, but tax day, which is only, 2 days away, tax day is going to be very taxing probably on the North Koreans, because I think that if they end up launching what they're planning on doing, which would be their sixth, by the way, and also the most, do you know that in the short reign of Kim Jong-un, he's already launched more missile launches than the history of North Korea, including his father, Kim Jong-il. So this guy is very dangerous. He's going to launch another one. And when he does that, I think that there's going to be a major retaliation almost immediately. Possibly you could see something by this Monday or Tuesday happening. I don't know for sure, but
I'll revise that a bit.
Could.
My calculations are that it's going to happen the same day. This Saturday you're going to see space-based weapons honed in on his rocket launching facility, so he'd be people don't realize that we're, you remember the Stuxnet virus that the amazingly
yes.
brilliant Israelis and Americans shoved in to make sure the centrifuges couldn't enhance the uranium, which, by the way, the lying Iranians were saying they weren't going to make nuclear missiles, which is a pile of crap.
Right.
That's crap, by the way. You need to know we're watching these characters. What we have to understand is that what's going on is that almost certainly Donald Trump is going to take out their missile silos this Saturday before they even launch, or if they do try to launch. That's why they also have a missile carrier. They can launch mid-air flight the missiles besides ones on the ground with space-based laser weapons, etc. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't at all surprise me that there's not a major attack on Pyongyang itself and the palace and all the surrounding grounds for all these military personnel. I think, this is my view, that it's time for us to take out the missile silos and to take out Kim Jong-un and his entire military. I think that Donald Trump, if he wants to really prove himself, stop messing with Assad, work on a deal with the Russians, stabilize the Middle East and get the heck, not out of there, but make sure that you have players like Russia and the other nations on side and realize whether they're Sunni on one side, they're terrified about their petrodollar, and that's why they want to take out Assad. It has nothing to do with military operations. Assad's not a moron. He's not going to shoot a missile sitting right beside Israel with a Sarah nerve gas weapon or a missile at Israel. He's not, okay? That's just the facts. But I can tell you who is stupid enough to do something is the Iranian mullahs, number one, when they put stuff on the side of a missile. And number two, the Russians are, during the Cold War, I know Russians. In fact, I took care of people who were working in the Russian Navy, nuclear Navy, etc. They were very rational people, and they were not wanting to do a nuclear exchange with the United States, which is why over 60 years we didn't have one. We never had one because this was a dance. And again, what we're seeing right now is another dance. So I want people to understand that what's going on is a dance. But I do think that it's time for us to take out Kim Jong. He needs to die this weekend on his birthday. He needs to have his entire missile silo. And we need to stop trying to negotiate with China to get them to do North Korea. We just need to do it. Okay?
Right.
We need to stop this BS of if we tell China, this is the same BS that happened with George Bush and Obama. Stop talking, start doing.
Exactly.
Okay?
No, I agree.
If you got somebody walking up your driveway and they got guns, three or four guys, and they start shooting out your roof and shooting out your windows, and you've got some big weapons, you need to stick them out the window and blow them away. It's time for him to die. Okay?
Right. Yeah, I agree with
and
you.
And I think
100%.
If Trump is smart, if Trump is what I think he's going to do,
I
think he's going to kill
the
bugger this weekend, and I think his entire missile silo is going to go.
I think the SEAL team is going to go in there, and, once it's bombed, I think they're going to do an invasion. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be this weekend, but I think at some point, because he's going to
be
holed up.
There's so many
tunnels in North Korea that it makes the border near Mexico look like nothing, okay?
Hundreds and hundreds of tunnels. Listen, I know we not really dropped a GBU missile. Do you know we have small missiles?
But we need those bunker-busting bombs.
Yeah, and by the way, those bunker-busting bombs can have nukes on them, micro-nukes. And when anybody get down these tunnels, for miles, any tunnels are going to be vaporized into a cloud of dust. So you know, it's not just the explosive power to break the tunnels. With the compression force, literally turns you into mush for miles. So the idea that somehow we're going to let any of these guys survive, no, it's time to take them out. It's time to also send a message to China. I don't care how big your army is and how many islands you build in the South China Sea. You're not going to become the superpower. You're not going to go with no knee to knee to us, either now or 10 years from now. And if you try to, we're going to take you out. They need to know that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And that's what probably is going to happen very, very soon, I think. There's a lot of different things that are going on. They're talking about sanctions and things like that, but I don't think we're going to get to sanctions.
Sanctions
we're not
don't
gonna
work.
Get there.
Forget it.
Well, we're you know not going to get there anyway. We're not going to get there. We're
you know
done.
What the sanction is? We need to arrange for an appointment for Kim Jong to visit his father and grandfather in Hades.
Yeah, exactly.
He needs to have an appointment to say, yeah, that's the sanction he needs. He needs to stop breathing and having a pulse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There's a time, as a Joshua Christian in Hebrew, this is a time to die, and it's his time to die.
Yep.
And by the way, I got another message here from another gentleman talking about the Drug Commission, Patrick, talking about communication by bringing up the Nation's Institute and the drug abuse and how it's founded by Trotsky's granddaughter. Would like to bring up the discussion on legalization of hemp. Well, first off, people need to know I'm a toxicologist. So I hear all kinds of people say all kinds of foolishness. The marijuana that's available nowadays, 93% of the population will just get sedated and become like, you know, soma. 7% if you take marijuana, especially the toxic stuff nowadays, will become psychotic. I saw people with serious industrial accidents with marijuana alone, no alcohol or any other drugs in them, including medical drugs. So it's not safe to be driving with high-dose marijuana in your skin, especially if 7% of the population without gene snip testing will get toxic. I want to medicalize it. I want to decriminalize drug use and say, if I test you for a urine test and you got benzylgonine or delta-9 THC levels above a certain level, and the sheriffs grab your blood in Colorado, you're impaired. You need to go off to a rehab program, and that's it. And we need to test you regularly afterward and have an anklet on you so we know where your carcass is. And if you get inside a vehicle to start driving, we're going to literally shut your vehicle off remotely, and we're going to send a cab to get you and the police. That needs to start happening. We need to stop allowing people to get in vehicles impaired, whether they're tired. And we've got a little eye scanner thing, which I know how to design, that would pick up a corsicade of the eyes. And if you're overtired or on multiple medical drugs or marijuana. So the idea of legalizing marijuana, to me, is stupid. Now, you can use it for medical, but it's the same thing as Oxycontin. So when people want to legalize hemp, the problem is that 93% of the people will smoke dope. They just become zombies or you know, become paralyzed.
Right.
And that may be okay for them. But 7% are going to get psychotic, and anybody who takes a high enough dose is going to be impaired operating equipment or vehicle. That's the facts. Now, I don't want anybody to go to prison for drug use. I want them to go to rehab, and I want mandatory drug testing in schools, industry, etc. And if you're impaired, you're going to, against your will, have to go to rehab treatment. And we're going to validate that you have gone to treatment and you're still drug-free. That's the way to fix this problem, not to play around with the edges of it. And it's not just to deal with the drug supply, which is to close off the border. It's to stop the people that use it from getting away, either going to a prison system, which is not a good idea. I saw this in Vancouver, which is much more smart. In Canada, in Vancouver, if you're found positive with a drug, you were sent to a rehab and it was against your will, and it didn't matter what the hell you thought. So that needs to happen in America. We need to stop playing the game of sending somebody to prison so the private prison owners like Carlyle Group, including George Bush Sr. and Jr., which own these damn prisons, make buco bucks with privately owned prisons, when in fact they need to be sent to rehab and never criminalize anybody who's used drugs. You need to stop it. So this idea of legalizing hemp, this is more foolishness by people who don't know toxicology, don't know neurochemistry, don't know psychiatry, and they think they have a right to an opinion. And I want to say this word out to people. You have a right to an attitude. Unless you have facts on the ground like I have, you don't have an opinion. That's why you're not getting on air, okay? So when people raise these kind of things and are unqualified to speak, I'm going to shut them up because I am qualified, and I'm going to tell you the truth whether you like it or not. And if you don't like it, shut off the damn radio and walk away ignorant and putting policies that will put us all in danger by people running industrial equipment or cars under the influence of more and more dangerous drugs. The amount of delta-9 THCs and hallucinogens in these drugs now, like marijuana, is freaking ridiculous. And if you think it's safe to legalize it, go to Colorado or Portland, Oregon, and just see the mess they've made of the young people. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is ridiculous. And look, I'm no fan of legalizing drugs. I do believe it is a gateway drug. But here's the thing.
Yeah, there's a difference. So we don't legalize it, you decriminalize it.
If you're suffering from cancer, if you're suffering from glaucoma or something like that, you should need a doctor's note. You shouldn't be able to go to a...
No. I got even a better answer. Do you know they've had...
marijuana dispenser, like a kid who says, I have a headache, and he goes to the doctor, and the next thing you know, he's sitting on his couch playing PlayStation, you know, for 3-4 hours.
Simple solution. Here's a qualified solution from Dr. Deagle, okay? They've had for 35 years Kemet, which is a drug made by the Canadian Medical Pharmaceutical Association, available anywhere on prescription by any doctor, that has no Delta-9 THC and has all the anti-nausea effects, anti-pain effects of marijuana available in Canada. And that can be available in the U.S. right away. This idea of just going down to, quote, a doctor, and they don't prescribe it. They just give you a card that's okay to get it here in California. And we've been a bunch of lazy-ass, drugged-out, paralyzed, mentally useless people sitting around doped out of their mind. And I think it's craziness. Of course, the government wants it that way because they want to make not only money on it, they want to paralyze the population so the next bad things they do to all of us collectively, fewer people will resist. It's like the drug Soma of 1984. So no, I don't want to legalize it, but I want to decriminalize it, but I want to make sure they medicalize it, which means I, as a doctor, if I do a test or I get a test from a school nurse or a police officer or a regular drug test because you're working in an industry, you're going to rehab, buddy. And if you don't go to rehab, you're going to go to jail, and jail and rehab. But primarily, you're going to go to rehab, and you're going to do exactly what the doctor says, because we will be, quote, the medical drug lords over your carcass until you're drug-free and stay drug-free. That's how you stop people from dying in Vermont and elsewhere. It's not saying we're going to legalize marijuana, and it doesn't necessarily need to be a gateway drug. There's a lot of medical drugs that are given also that impair people. You wouldn't believe how many medical drugs will screw you up, like Oxycontin and fentanyl, and not only those, sleep pills. I remember seeing years ago a airline stewardess, and she took like a couple of pills, one pill, I think, of a sleep medication. And she arrived back at the airport, because I was an international aviation examiner, and I saw these stewards and stewardesses and pilots. And she didn't know where she was the last 3 days. She had no clue. She didn't even know what she had for breakfast. She was completely amnestic. And she didn't have a stroke. You have to understand, if you're operating equipment or trying to do something that requires multitasking and so on, your brain shut off, just like it came out of an anesthetic. So if people think it's a good idea to have a drug population, they're nuts. I have a solution, and it doesn't involve legalizing drugs. It means medicalizing them and decriminalizing so you don't end up with people, whether it's a black man, Hispanic man, white man, kid, ending up in a prison system to turn into a criminal. Right. And now, of course, they're stigmatized so they can't go to university or get a job because they've been a drug person.
Right.
This is another stupid thing. Why do we stigmatize people because they get addicted? It's a disease. It's an addiction. And by the way, nowadays, people are getting addicted to these electronic things, too. So we don't just have drug addictions. We have people addicted to their cell phones and their iPads and their games.
Right. It's called digital heroin.
People don't realize that they're getting a surge of dopamine every time they hit and win in a game thing. So if you get 400 hits a day, it's no different than if you're taking lines of cocaine or you've got a, you know, crack. So people think, well, it's different. No, it's not. You're an idiot. You don't understand neurochemistry. There's electronic addiction now. It's going to become a big problem, especially if they, in the next 5 to 7 years, have direct brain interface. You don't need a screen. The screen will be your cortex, and they'll have direct link to different nuclei in your brain, including the pleasure centers. If you don't think these idiots want to do this, they've already announced they're going to do it in the next 5 to 7 years. So electronic drugs will take over from physical drugs, and they'll be a hell of a lot more dangerous.
My thought process is that there are certain things that are out there, like as far as Marinol and the chemical complex that you were just talking about, that can be used to treat
ailments. There's no, and we have nutraceuticals too. There's,
you know, rolling up joints and going out and making that legal, because I do believe it is a gateway drug, as many probably.
Oh yeah, it is to an extent for a small percentage, but it doesn't matter what's a gateway, because look at the medical profession; they're disgusting. I call them the medical deities, you know, and the American Murder Association and embalming care. You know, the fact is the medical profession are putting out more and more toxic, dangerous drugs. They're screwing people up and making them impaired to operate vehicles or equipment, or even, you know, when they give our vets back your sirtuin reuptake inhibitors, they're disinhibited. Hey, I don't mind. I'll kill myself and all my relatives. I'm on Seroquel, you know, I'm on these antidepressants. Their brain's shut off, man. There's no inhibitory influences to say, don't kill yourself or your relatives. Hey, it's a great day to die. Believe it or not. So when I hear people
looking for that one iodine that you can really trust, a medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, and so, you know, some people might be surprised at my viewpoints. I can defend them. I have been through the fire of hell taking care of drug addicts and being a toxicologist and working with the federal government and working in major centers and emergency departments both in the U.S. and Canada. And I can tell you, there is not an alternate viewpoint to my viewpoint. It just is the way it is, okay? I don't want to see legalization of drugs anywhere. But I do want it medicalized, which is a different thing, and I want it decriminalized. I don't want anybody to go to prison for any drug. And I want people to understand that when people say, like I got this message from this gentleman who said that Trotsky's granddaughter founded these drug institutes and so on, and he wanted to talk about legalization of hemp. Look, first off, you can understand there's a dialectic. They criminalized marijuana years ago because the drug establishment realized, just like when they criminalized alcohol, that their affiliate mobs could make a lot of money. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually see some quotes from, you know, Mayor Lansky and from, you know, the other mafia dons in Chicago and elsewhere, how, in fact, the prison systems and the whole military-industrial police systems actually benefit from the idea of having a drug trade. But it's chewing up our young people. It's chewing, and it doesn't matter what class they are. They could be young, old, whatever. It also is extremely dangerous for industry. I saw so many horrific accidents just with people smoking really strong marijuana. It is freaking makes me violently angry that people think it's a good idea to legalize them. Now, if I had a positive drug test in a school or an industry, those people need to mandatorily go to the treatment and have a tracker anklet, and if they don't, they're going to be apprehended and forced in a treatment facility, an outpatient treatment facility that doesn't have day passes and doesn't allow them to wander off somewhere to get their dope. So we need to make a dope-free society. And this idea of allowing our young people or middle-aged people to be doped up to the eyeballs driving vehicles or equipment or literally passive so they let society go down the toilet, because one of the biggest problems of our society, we have ignorant people that are doped up, distracted, and drugged on alcohol or other drugs, especially drugs in their doctor, and they don't give a crap. That's one of their biggest problems. So Barack Obama is a symptom of a apathetic, I-don't-care world. That's why we had a Barack Obama, because in the same way with George Bush. It doesn't matter if they're left or right. What's disgusting about this is it's an apathetic drug public that allows this monstrosity stuff to happen. And I'm hoping Trump, and I'm really pleased, actually, he bombed the crap out of Afghanistan and North Korea. And I know this week, and he's going to resurrect his base, because they're going to realize Trump is still Trump.
And yeah, I agree with that. I think you're right. I think there's a lot of people that, you know, maybe have been wavering because of the Syria situation. But I think now when you hear that he's keeping the promise about bombing, you know, Afghanistan and destroying ISIS, let's face it, that's what he said, I'll do. I will bomb the S out of them and I'll destroy ISIS. I would hope that more of them would come back, because the alternative is death for America. I mean, God forbid we lose Congress in 2018. You can kiss your wall goodbye. You can kiss Obamacare repeal goodbye. You can kiss tax cuts goodbye. You can kiss it all goodbye. It's all going to go away,
but you know,
if we lose Congress.
You know what we can say hello to? A flood of violent Muslims, Sharia law everywhere, legal or overtly or overtly, bankruptcy, no charged EBT cards,
Venezuela.
Violent starving people going crazy in the streets and the armed public, literally, got shootouts everywhere.
Venezuela, so, 20 years from now.
Yeah, exactly. Venezuela, an American version of Venezuela, which would be worse than Venezuela.
Yeah, because we're all armed.
Armed and with bad attitudes. How's that?
Yeah, exactly.
Get your right attitude. If you think you're going to challenge Deagle, try. I know you don't. Listen up.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.